This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Another leading member of President Obama's cabinet is calling not only for more division among Americans, but actual violence. Former Attorney General Eric Holder encourages violence against those who disagree with his idea of the Democratic Party. Pope Francis, in impromptu comments at his Wednesday audience, likened abortion to hiring a contract killer or hiring a hitman to solve a problem and destroy another human being's life. A British Labour Party legislator has revealed the influence of the abortion industry in her legislation. She wants to compel North Ireland to accept abortion. This is Life News Radio.
Hi, Michelle Malkin here. The Gosnell movie opens on October 12th. Dean Cain and the entire cast do a superb job bringing this true story to the big screen.
Healthy woman goes into a clinic, comes out dead, and there's no police report?
You might be worried that this movie is too scary. It's not. As a mother of two, I promise you, you can bring your teenage children to see it. Bring friends and family, too. We have a unique opportunity to change hearts and minds about abortion. Don't miss out.
Kermit Gosnell is perhaps the most prolific serial killer in American history.
Gosnell, rated PG-13.
In other headlines, another U.S. Senate race looks more pro-life. North Dakota incumbent Senator Heitkamp supports abortion on demand and trails her challenger by 12 points in polls. Search engine Google confirms it will start censoring political content with which it disagrees. Pressure to accept assisted suicide in New Jersey means pro-life voters need to persuade their legislators to oppose aid in dying. A recent study shows teen sexual activity continues to decline, and a report from Australia shows a spotty record for a wide range of contraceptive practices. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.